I'm located in New York City right now, so definitely my amount of nature has decreased exponentially. That is why I have plenty of time to spend with my baby amaryllises, which I brought to this meeting. They're still going pretty well. Amaryllises are a really cool plant because it takes so long to grow. The process of sprouting them takes many weeks, breeding them took a while, and then raising these to maturity is going to take around 3 to 6 years. So I really can't think of a better project to do in quarantine than raise amaryllises.
I have a student in Kansas who'll be able to describe a tall grass prairie. A student in Southern California who'll be able to describe a desert environment. Students in the Midwest, the Northeast, who'll be able to describe old growth forests. So that is a dimension that I haven't had in a class before.
I kind of wanted a project that I could work with plants on a smaller scale that like I didn't have to be outside for, and that was like a quarantine friendly project. And so I decided to build a little terrarium, which is a closed off jar of like a self-sustaining kind of plant system.
And when we talk about some of the foods, and we talked about foods that come from grasses, they could go into their kitchens and make a list of the products that are produced from grass.
At the bottom down here, there's some flour. Does seaweed count as a grass?
No.
Okay. Well, in that case, there's like also rice crisps, and popcorn here.
My goal is to instill a lifelong love of plants and horticulture in these students.
I can learn about something in class and then immediately apply it to something I have right next to me in my home in the city, where although I can't go outside and look at trees and forests, I can look at these small little pots of plants.
A cool thing with terrariums is that you can like seal them off like completely and they will just live. It's kind of like an ecosphere. So like the history is kind of related to that, and that people were like making them to see like how plants can like survive in their own like closed off jars, which is, I'm excited about that aspect of like making it a little, like its own little world for sure.